Blog Talk Radio.
I had some things come up, around in my household, and I couldn't really get the show done. I tried to have it, but it just didn't work out. You know how things work out sometimes. Today's Thursday, February the 6th, 2014, and we're going to have a show about, when God acts fast in working a miracle in your life, like he did for St. Peter. St. Peter had a tremendous miracle happen when people was praying for him. How would you act if you was praying, and something automatically happened in front of you? Would you accept it, or would you just ignore it? or would your mind just couldn't comprehend it and you just let it go? So, you know, how would you act when a miracle like that would happen? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read about St. Peter, one of Christ's disciples in Acts, when you know, Christ has already risen and he's already ascended, and you know, the whole ministry has been laid in the disciples' hands, and they had to go from there and start, you know, preaching the good news amongst the world. And this here is Acts 12, verse 6. I'm going to read through verse 6 to 18, I think, here. But I'm going to go ahead and get into this. It says, Peter is set free from prison. Not before Herod was going to bring him out to the people, Peter was sleeping between two guards. He was tried with two chains, and there were guards on duty at the prison gate. Suddenly an angel of the Lord stood there, and a light shone in the cell. The angel shook Peter by the shoulder, woke him up, and said, "Hurry, get up at once." The chains fell off Peter's hand. Then the angel said, "Tighten your belt, put on your sandals." Peter did so. And the angel said, "Put your cloak around you and come with me." Peter followed him out of the prison, not knowing, however, if what the angel was doing was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed by the first guard station, and then the second, came at the last to the iron gate, opens into the city. The gate opened for them by itself, and they went out. They walked down the street, and suddenly an angel left Peter. Then Peter realized that what had happened to him. He said, "Now I know that it is really true. The Lord sent his angel to rescue me from Herod's power and from everything the Jewish people expected to happen." Aware of this situation, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outside door, and a servant girl named Rhonda came to answer it. She recognized Peter's voice and was so happy, and she ran back in without opening the door and announced that Peter was standing outside. Everybody said, "You're crazy," they told her, but she insisted that it was true. So they answered, Is it his angel?" Meanwhile, Peter kept knocking, and at the last they opened the door. And when they saw him, they were amazed. He mentioned with his hand for them to quiet. He explained to them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell this to James and the rest of the believers," he said. Then he left and went somewhere else. When the morning came, there was tremendous confusion among the guards. What happened to Peter? Herod gave orders to search for him, but they could not find him. So he had the guards questioned and ordered them to be put to death. After this, Herod left Judea and spent some time in Caesarea. So this is what happened with Peter. He got captured by Herod because he was wanting to make a mark on the Christians and let them know that he mean business. And he's wanting to stand up to the Jews because, you know, at the time, the Jews didn't like the Christians because there's many miracles, and it was kind of going against what they were telling people, that Jesus didn't rise again, this and that. And once the Christians started coming out and doing the same miracles and telling the story about Jesus resurrecting and people saying that they saw Jesus, it would mess up all their stories and their proof of what they said, and it kind of made them mad. So by trying to, you know, point their finger at the Christians and trying to, you know, get rid of them, keep them from saying that, they actually started putting them to death. They would find one by one, and they would try them in front of the Jewish law, and then they would put them to death. So they tried to do this to Peter, and Jesus wasn't going to have nothing to do with that. So he, or didn't want Peter to have anything to do with that. So he went and had Peter rescued. He just took Peter out of it, out of the whole situation. He had an angel to come and shine a light on him and to loosen his chains and got him plumb out of that prison. How many times has have you been into a situation and your hands been tied together in a situation you can't break loose? You just can't break loose. You've prayed, you've asked for help in your surrounding area. You can't get help. Maybe it's a job that you're tied to, and you've tried and you can't get out of the job because you can't support your family if you don't stay at that job. Or maybe, you know, it's something going on with your relationship that, you know, you're tied together with this house or something, or something's going on that you just can't escape. It's just like, you know, whatever it is, you just can't escape, and you're praying, needing help. Maybe it's a health issue with your spouse, and y'all are just having so much problems, and you just can't get loose. You're praying. But what if God came and fixed that just like that in front of your face? All of a sudden, your spouse was healed. All of a sudden, you had another job. All of a sudden, you know, something just changed automatically. Could you handle that? Could you handle that? Could you handle that change that fast? As soon as you prayed that prayer and God answered that quick, could you handle that? Would you thank him for what he did? That's the question. Would you thank him for what you did? Would you be grateful for what he did? Or would you just drop the situation and run off and forget about it? There's many people that would do that. They would forget about the healing, about the life change, about the situation, you know, that God has done for them. In my own life, this week, well, I've had a lot of stuff going on. The enemy is working hard on all the brothers' families, and I mean, he's really flipping us for a loop, but we're standing firm. He's not messing with us. He ain't making us change our ways by any means. But anyway, I had a situation where, you know, my beloved dog that we've had for many years and been a very good dog is been attacking other dogs for some reason. Just going around and attacking dogs, and it don't have rabies or anything. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just she's been very moody. We've had a little cat in her house. See, my dog would get along with the cats and everything. It's just she's just a loving dog. And the cat disappeared. Just snuck outside, and he was gone. So I think it kind of made my dog kind of depressed and very moody. And when the dog would get loose and some dog would try to start a fight with her, she would just snap at him. And it's just been a ongoing thing with her for the last couple of days. It's kind of got us all upset and stuff. And we've this new building that we had, you know, that we actually purchased, and they actually built on our property. They've not came and fixed it. They refused. They not really refused. They just ain't showed up to fix it. And we've kind of been dealing with a lot of things here in the last couple of days. But then I got sick, I think, a couple of days ago, and I was dealing with that. It's like everything at one time. But I was sitting there. I started talking to the Lord, and I talked to Potter that I'm going to have on the show. I was having him to pray for me, and I was praying. We was all praying for things to get better. And luckily, I mean, this is what happened in my life. Luckily, you know, I started seeing that cat that ran off for a couple of days. He just started reappearing outside. He'd come up, then he'd run off. He'd come up, then he'd run off. And but we knew he was still alive. He wouldn't. Somebody took him. He's a very pretty white cat. If somebody would want him, they would have a wonderful pet. But he's had issues with a car. That's how we found him. He got stuck in our car, and we pulled him out the engine. He wouldn't hurt or anything. He was just scared, and he's had trauma from that, so he's scared of outside. So he just freaked out running around outside when he got left out, I guess, somehow. And so I finally captured him last night in a a cage that I had. But we got him in the house. He's happy, and he's loving everybody. He's being fed, and he's getting, you know, he's very hungry for 3 days, you know. But anyway, he's been fed, and we're all happy now. The dog's calmed down, and things are starting, and I'm starting to feel better, and God has answered our prayers, and he's working on me. He's working on my family. But that's how God, you know, you pray, you expect something, and things happen to you. And, you know, if you need an extra punch, because a lot of us people that prays for people, we need a little help with us, you know. And it threw my whole worship to the side when all this drama was going on. It's like, you know, I was so caught up in the drama that I got kind of knocked off a little bit there. And we all do that from time to time when things are going on in our family. We just not on check with God like we're supposed to. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm in check with God all the time in my head. I'm always speaking to him. I'm always talking to him. He's a part of my life, folks. That's just the way it is. I made him like he's my father, man. And if I'm not on my knees praying all the time, if I'm not doing that, you know, I'm talking to him in my mind. I'm always having conversations, and that's just the way I am. I love God that much. But sometimes I wonder about things about my own self. You know, the enemy puts, you know, doubt in your mind, and you doubt about things and stuff, and then you got to have the Lord to pull that doubt out to renew your mind and your thinking about God, you know, that you're fine, you know, don't worry, you know, the enemy is just messing with your mind, and maybe that's happening to you too, you know, maybe God has put doubts in your mind, but I want to tell you, it's a lie from hell. And God loves you, and he knows who you are, so don't worry about that. And like, you know, it's happened in my life this week. God has brought miracles to my life to make my life better. I know I've got on my knees and I asked God, I said, this is a disaster. I need you to straighten this disaster up that's going in my life right now. And he did straighten this disaster up. And things are going better. God is revealing himself to me daily. I noticed, you know, one day, I don't know whether it was a couple of days ago before I got sick. Jesus came in, his spirit came and renewed with me. It communed with me. I could feel Jesus around me. He was counseling me in some sort of way. I could just feel his spirit just coming over me and counseling me and loving me and it was very cool. And then the enemy hit right after it. It was just like, whoa! I started getting sick. And I guess Jesus knew that something was coming. He knew something was coming. There was a test coming. There was something coming, and I had to be ready, and he was just counseling me for that. He knew I could handle it. I've handled things before. I've had a very long and rough life in my day. Life has got a lot better. You know, things are doing a lot better for me, and God has opened my life tremendously to love more than I've ever did before. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, my childhood and so on, I've had a pretty rough life. But I've handled it in my childhood days. I can handle it now because I'm used to it, you know. I'm not as used to it as I was, but, you know, I can handle it because I've, you know, God makes you stronger through these situations. A lot of people don't know this. They don't know that, you know, things that happen through your childhood, things that happen through your life makes you a stronger person. It don't really mess with you like it used to. And that's one thing that trials and tribulation does. It makes you stronger. You can stand up. It's like all the disciples. They went through trials and tribulation during their day. They actually, you know, went through prosecution. They all got arrested. They was used to it. It was just a normal thing. They knew they was living on the edge. And they promised the Lord that they would take it to the end. And I'm going to tell you this. That doesn't mean, well, people say the disciples, They all died and got killed and arrested. They chose that path, folks. It's not what's going to happen to you. That's the path they told Christ they wanted. And they got what they wanted. It wasn't something that he's going to say everybody had to die and be prosecuted and be slammed. No, he didn't say that. He never did say that. They asked for that. That's going to show their obedience to God and somehow. I mean, I would want to... Something showed a little bit easier. I want, you know, not as bad as that, being arrested and slammed. I mean, but there's a lot of Christians that do get prosecuted and things, and that's more overseas, you know, in foreign lands, but you don't have to have that. He's not saying if you follow me, you're going to get part prosecution. It doesn't mean that. They chose that love. They wanted that to show to the Lord what they thought, that they was going to give everything. And you can't give everything, but you don't have to ask to be prosecuted and go through all that other stuff, you know. But that was some of the stuff that went through during that day. And that's another thing, that's definitely not going to happen to you. You don't have to ask that. And it may, I mean, I don't know your situation, but, you know, their situation was completely different than ours. And they did ask for it. They said they would take anything for the Lord, and they did. And if you ask the Lord, you know, say, Lord, I'll do anything for you. Just, you know, let my life be a little bit, be just a little bit better than what the disciples was, you know. I don't know, but, you know, the Lord will give you what you can handle. They can handle that. You probably can't handle that. You would probably pass out the first time, you know, that would happen. But he gives you what you can handle. A lot of people don't understand this. He don't want you to go through pain. Christ doesn't want you to go through pain. That's why he took it for you on the cross. They were so stuck on pain. That's the only thing they knew was pain. He took that from you. He took it from your sins, all the things you've done. He took that for you. He took them beatings for you. You don't have to go through that. He wants you to go and preach his word. He wants you to reveal his power to the people, that where people can open their eyes to them, but he don't want to see you getting beat. Now, it'd be the ultimate thing that people would see that and they would really testify, but, you know, he took all that for you. He don't want you to get beat. He just wants you to live and testify his name and let people know about him. So today, folks, this show has been about a lot of things. It's been about how you would act if God would work fast towards you. With my show, you will learn many different things. I just don't talk about one thing. It's like many different topics in one, because it's whatever the Holy Spirit brings to me to speak during my show. A lot of times it will be about issues in my life I'll share with you. Sometimes it'll be about issues that's going on in the world. Maybe it's something spiritual that the Lord is talking to me to talk to y'all about. I'll do that. But this is one thing that, you know, God is moving with me, and I'm just, you know, speaking to you now about, you know, maybe it's something in your life that you're going through trials and tribulations, and you just don't think God is going to do something. And he will. He will. So a lot of times we're so tied down in depression, and some of the demonic entities is holding on our life that we can't see it. They don't want you to see it. They don't want you to see the miracles happening in your life. Then you might believe in Jesus. Maybe your faith will grow. They don't want you to see that. I mean, if you was in their shoes, would you want you to see that? No, you wouldn't. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, God is working. You just got to open your eyes and be happy with that and accept the healing and the grace that you have. And then when you get this blessing, give thanks to God. Say, thank you, Lord, for this. The more you thank, the more he gives. It's just like if you go to your mom and dad when you was kids and you say, thank you for this. It's the more miracles, the more gifts that he'll give you. Now, he's always going to be there for you. He's always going to hold things back for you. But tremendous miracles will be when you're very thankful. And, you know, tremendous miracles will happen to you every day. Once you see one and your mind and your awareness is open to that, there'll be multiple miracles happening. It'll be like boom, 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 all top of different things happening just because you weren't ready for them. And, you know, some people is not open for these things. Their life will straighten out very, very slow because they can't accept a full blessing. Their awareness can't accept it. Then when something does happen, boom, you know, all of a sudden a miracle happens very fast. They can't accept it because they don't believe it. I can't believe my eyes, you know. That ain't real. John just did that, you know. Something crazy like that. That's the way it normally goes. And that's why they don't get many miracles. They can't accept it. But once you accept that a miracle and you say, thank you, Lord, for this, thank you, boom, you'll have another one. Boom, you'll have another one. It's just like a, be like a domino effect. Different miracles just keep on falling down the road. But you got to be thankful for it. You can't put it on somebody else. Well, you know, grandma did that for me. Lord really didn't do that, you know. Nah, she had nothing to do with it, dude. He had everything. If it'd be up to her, you wouldn't receive nothing, you know. It's all God working. He's working in your life. You ask, it's already being done. It's just how fast it's going to manifest and how fast the enemy is working in your life trying to cover these things up. I mean, I can tell you off the top of weird things that happened in my life that when the Lord do something, the enemy come and try to get a racer and race it because he didn't want me to see it. It's like when God puts a blessing in your life, you know, what I've learned to do is just pray that God will keep the enemy from messing with you because you got it. I can't tell you how many blessings that the Lord has blessed me with, and the enemy keeps on trying to take it away. He keeps on messing with you and trying to make sure you don't enjoy it. Because he sees everything that the Lord is doing. Don't get me wrong. He sees everything the Lord is doing. He don't like it a bit. So you got to be thankful for what you're doing. You got to ask for protection. And you got to have your eyes open for these miracles. Have your eyes open for these miracles. Because God is working in your life. Believe it or not, he is working in your life. And when he works in your life, he's showing his majesty to you. He's just showing bits and pieces of what he can do in your life. Bits and pieces, not tremendous amount, but bits and pieces where you can accept a little at a time. I worked with some people that couldn't accept miracles, you know. And he would work teeny, teeny miracles in their life where they can accept it. I've had some people that I've prayed for and, you know, things would happen to them, but then they would get their surgery that they needed because they couldn't accept the full healing. If they would, they said, oh, it wasn't nothing wrong with me to begin with, you know, or something crazy like that. But if they would got that call from the hospital saying, you know, you can finally get your surgery, your insurances came through, that's like a tremendous amount of miracles happened to them right then and there. And said, oh, my back just feels good, but my insurance still didn't go through, you know. Now, that's a miracle in its own, but when it's a tremendous, when your back is feeling good and plus your insurance is going through, make sure your back is all corrected. When God does healings, it's all corrected. It's just what that guy's awareness could come through with. I mean, I saw some folks in California that God does creative miracles through. And he probably does it through everybody, just they're well known for it. The legs just reappear, arms just reappear. The people ain't had legs for years. Just reappear. Brains redone. I mean, their whole thinking changes because God changes their whole mind. I mean, fingers reappear. I mean, God can do a tremendous amount of things. It's just your awareness has got to be aware of that. When you walk in them people's church, you know that's going to happen because it's happened so many times. Not just because they paid somebody to come there and say, oh, I got a new leg, you know, something like that. Did a fast trick. No, I'm talking people that really had miracles. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of miracles that the Lord's done on people. Like people have had braces in their legs or in their arms, and next morning they wake up and the steel brace that was in their leg is laying on their bed with the screws stacked perfectly on top of it. And their leg is completely free from that brace and completely healed. Now tell me how that could be done. You know how much pain that would be to cut that out of somebody's leg and while they're asleep and yank it out and then stack it on top of the cover? That would be blood everywhere. Right? Right. That would be like that if somebody did it by hand. Nobody could have did that. The Lord had to do that. So that's just, you know, some miracles, amazing miracles that's happened around the world. I mean, there's countless things. I mean, there's been some revivals that people has been, gold teeth is, you know, when people need fillings in their teeth, and they couldn't afford dentistry. And they would go to these revivals overseas that all these miracles would happen. They'd get gold fillings right there where they needed in their teeth. Gold fillings just reappeared. I mean, it's online everywhere where they took pictures of this. It's actually a picture taken of this. It's one guy's own grandma and papa went to it, and they had gold fillings, and they were showing up their family members when they got home. So it's just not, you know, it's just not fake. I mean, it's there's so many people out here that has tried to fake this stuff and try to put a bad name on God's power that people just don't have their eyes open to it. It's like the devil has truly tried to stomp God's power down to dwindle to nothing. That God's power does work, but when you see it, you don't want to believe it. It's kind of like Mary and them praying for Peter in that room. And then when they was prayed, what was so funny, before they prayed, God already knew it, and he rescued Peter from prison. But when Peter came knocking on that door, they couldn't believe it. It was just a little unbelievable prayer that happened so fast that they couldn't comprehend and wrap their minds around what happened. Now, what would you do if your one of your beloved family members was in prison and you want him to come home and you pray that night, please, please help him get out of prison, please, please, and then next meet you heard, knock, knock, knock. I'm here, and you know yourself that they would hunt him down if he would escape. But, you know, just like you say, well, all of a sudden, you know, the lawyer came into the prison and said I wasn't guilty and that the judge said I'm free, and they let him free that night. Said, sorry about this mix-up. They let him free, and he drove to your house, knocked on the door and said, you know, they said I'm free. I'm here. And the Lord did all that within just a little bit. How would you react? How would you react to that? You know, it'd be eye-opening, and you would have to comprehend what happened. But that could happen very fast. And these last days, the Lord is going to start hitting really quick. So have your eyes open for miracles. Have your eyes open for transformations. Have your eyes open for the Lord working in your life. Just be ready for that. I want to thank you all for listening to my show today. I want to have Brooke Potter on the show Saturday, 10 o'clock. He's already promised he's going to come on the show. I've already set up things, so he's going to be on there. He's a great guy that works in the power of God. He works in England. He's worked all over overseas. He's actually been to the States, been to the United States, and did some things with a lot of ministers over here. And he's going to be talking about that, and we're going to have a great interview with him. I'm sure we're going to learn a lot. He's a very unique guy. I've reading up on some of these things. He did a lot of things, you know, for the Lord, and the Lord is still working through him to this day. I'm sure he's going to work for y'all Saturday morning when he comes on. He's going to pray for y'all and things are going to happen. But at this time, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to see things happen. So if anybody got any illnesses or anything, just put your hand on it if you want to. If you got a sore leg, put your hand right there where that sore is or where that break in the leg is. If your stomach is hurting, put your hand on that stomach. If you have heart situations, put your hand on them heart situations. They're on your heart, on your chest. Got a headache, put your hand on your head. Wherever your situation is, just put your hand right there. Say, in Jesus' name, Father, I want to thank you this day for bringing all these people to my show. I want to bless these people. In Jesus' name, I ask you to heal these people. Wherever their hand is right now, in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, I want them to be healed. I want them to be transformed. If there's any legs out there that's broke, I command it to be completely healed. Bone, I command you to heal. I command the bone to grow together. I command the tendons to grow together in Jesus' name. If there's any chest problems, I command the chest to be completely healed. I command the circulatory system to be completely healed in Jesus' name. I command the heart, the arteries to be unclogged, be healed now in Jesus' name. I command full health to these people. Wherever their hand is at this time, I ask for that part of the body to be completely healed. I command that body, that part of that body to be completely healed in Jesus' name. If there's any sinus problems out there, I curse the spirit of infirmity. I command you to set them loose. I bind you. I command you to leave them now in Jesus' name. I curse the sinus infection. I curse you. I rebuke you. I command you to leave them now in Jesus' name. I curse the spirit of pain. I command him to leave you now in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. I bind you. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. You go now. Go back to hell where you came from. Go. I command all illnesses to leave now in Jesus' name that you leave. I bind you all and you all leave now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to go through each and every person that's listening to this show on podcast or live. I ask you to go through each and every person on this show. I ask you to heal them, transform their body. If there's any arteries, any broken parts in their body, I command them all to be healed. Any problems with ear, hearing, I command the ears to be open now in Jesus' name. I command the eardrum to be repaired. I command all arteries in the ear to be healed. Any connection to the brain there to be completely open and completely healed. I command all this to be done now in Jesus' name. Any demonic entities of depression, I curse you off these people. I bind you and I command you to leave them now in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name, you go, you devil. You leave now in Jesus' name. You don't belong on these people. You go now in Jesus' name. You leave off these people. In Jesus' name, you have no authority over his people. In Jesus' name, you leave now. You don't come back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for removing all these things off these people. Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask you to put a blessing of your spirit amongst these people now. Bring a blessing amongst these people now. Let your grace be revealed to them now. In Jesus' name, Father. Heavenly Father, you gracious, loving Father, Father of everything, Father of light, Father of life, I ask you to bring your spirit amongst them now. I ask everybody to hold your hands open to receive this. Father, I ask you to bring your spirit of life and peace and love upon them now. Let them feel that now in Jesus' name. Father, let them feel you, Father. Let them feel your grace and your love. Fill them with your love now in Jesus' name. Fill them up, Father. Come on. Let them feel your love now. Let them feel your love now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you. Holy Spirit's kicking in now. Amen. Holy Spirit had to put his 2 cents worth in. Amen. It's always great when he does that. Thank you, everybody. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for his prayer, Lord. Thank you for healing these people, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching these people. At this time, if nobody's accepted Christ, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive any sins I've done and left undone. I ask them to be forgiven now. I ask you to forgive me for them now. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you to come within my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you died on the cross for me. I accept that you rose again for me. I ask you to become my personal Lord and Savior and be with me for eternity. I ask this in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I ask you to take my heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh now. In your holy name, Jesus. I ask you to fill me up with your Holy Spirit now. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Amen. If you just said this prayer, you just received Christ. I want to thank everybody for listening to this show today. Like I said, Brooke Potter will be on the show Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And we might be taking call-ins. So you can just go ahead and call in if you're listening to the show. A lot of times I'll put it up on the board. Sometimes I don't. But anytime, if you call in, I will say a healing prayer for you. But, you know, call in for Potter, and he'll probably do healings for you. Just whatever you need, he'll do for you. But I'd like to say God bless every one of y'all, and I hope y'all have a great day and a great weekend. And see you Saturday morning.
Too much is too little. They let him go. They had no sudden healing. Think that providence would take a child from his mother while she prays is appalling. Who told us we'd be rescued? What has changed and why should we be saved from nightmares? We're asking why this happened to us. Who have died to live? It's unfair. This is what it means to be held. How it feels when the sacred